USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is issuing a threat to Iran. This after protesters broke into a heavily guarded compound at a U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq today. The protesters have been pushed back, but in a tweet, President Trump says Iran will pay a very big price. Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute, and she says,
President Trump has been saying over the last couple of years in response to Iranian aggression, he always makes a distinction between what the Iranians do that does not cause the loss of American life, and then he has warned that the Iranians should not do anything that risks or harms American life.
President Trump says he will sign phase one of a trade deal with China on January 15th. The deal was expected, and President Trump said last week that the deal was agreed to. It was just in the process of being translated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans, are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Thousands of police officers are patrolling in and around Times Square as folks pack the area to ring in the new year. Police will use drones to keep an eye on things, and John Miller's with the NYPD Counterterrorism Task Force.
We have no specific credible threat against New Year's Eve. There have been other years where we've dealt with either credible threats or specific threats. This year, the chatter is down a little bit.
A teacher strike is set to end at Harvard. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Harvard University graduate student teachers ending their strike. They'll be returning to work tomorrow. The work stoppage began December 3rd, and the graduate teachers will return to work without a contract agreement with that school. As the union says, Harvard officials have indicated they expect to reach a deal with the graduate teachers sometime in January. The union says the teachers are holding Harvard officials to that statement.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many folks are hoping to ring in the new year right by setting a New Year's resolution. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
And as the clock ticks down to 2020, many people busy making New Year's resolutions. I spoke with a bunch of folks at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta, Georgia.
Better spending habits. Are the credit cards smoking? Oh, I pay them off. Going forward, be cautious of your spending.
Give me one resolution for 2020.
Well, of course, like everybody says, lose weight.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Exercise more.
Eat more veggies?
No.
You don't want to push it.
No.
And the reality is, of everyone who sets a New Year's resolution, only 45% of folks are able to keep those resolutions. Grant Cardone is author of the book, The 10 Times Rule. He joins Fox News with some tips on how to keep your New Year's resolution.
The goals need to be ridiculous. They need to be unbelievably life-changing. Otherwise, you are certain to give up on them.
Wow.
Things that, like, if I want to lose 2 pounds, it's not going to change the condition of my life. And so I'm going to give up on it. People are quitting on their goals and their affirmations and their resolutions because it's not going to effectively change. Wait, so
and finally, Seattle public school students will have to get vaccinated by July 8th or they won't be allowed to return to school. The school system says around 2,000 students still need to have their immunization records updated. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.